the power. That is when God will announce you. But when you want to get announced without him, you are just running a rat race. Just tell him, Lord, I need more of you. I don't want to get satisfied. I need more of you. I need more of you. Rekapata koshetelegebeye rataba koshenta labagabaya. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. Mekepeketegedeye retaba kashinta labagabaya. Mekarabasuso legebeye ikalaba koshenta labagabaya. More of you, more of you, more of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' matchless name we have worshipped.
Amen. Let's celebrate the Lord Jesus. I still need the choir to sing a song. I need the choir to sing a song. Let us all mount the mic. That's a powerful worship. And I want us to open our heart tonight. It's not a meeting that you think you know about. None of us know about this meeting. Today, the Lord will have his way. Yeah. And we shall have our testimonies. Yeah. You got times and seasons in your hand. You got light first out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call us your own. Please wave your hands to the King of Kings. You got times and seasons in your hands. You call out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call us yours. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God, you are God, from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Worship him.
You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega.
You cannot lie to me.
You cannot lie You cannot lie to me.
Oh, you cannot lie to me.
You cannot lie to me.
To me,
you cannot lie to me.
Lion of Judah,
you cannot lie to me.
We've come to draw from you again. Father, we are here to draw from you again. The Bible says you sent forth your word and it healed them and delivered them from their destruction. We are grateful, Lord, because we have you and your word. And we know you cannot lie, because you are not a man that should lie. You are not a son of man that should repent. Whatever you have said, you will accomplish. We have come to seek you. And you say, those who seek you diligently will not seek you in vain. Tonight, even as we come for our miracles and healings, may we return back home bountifully with testimonies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Can we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ? I probably, before I read the scriptures, when I start preaching the word, I need to expose us to the word before we pray. So when I start the teaching, please, I will appreciate some strings to back me up then. But I want to thank God for everyone who has come, not now, when I start. I want to appreciate the Lord for everyone who has come tonight. The Lord will honor you all in Jesus' name. Can I get a better amen, please? Make me think. Don't confuse me. Am I messy through mission? I said tonight you will see the Lord.
Amen.
I want to thank Pastor. Thank God for the opening church. Please celebrate the man. I want to also appreciate Pastor Flourish for taking us through that wonderful session. Can you celebrate those hands, please? I am proud to say that I'm a spiritual father to Pastor David, because he has made me proud so many times. Please celebrate him as well. One thing I appreciate about him is that if I tell him we are starting fast today, he doesn't give excuse. If I say we are going for retreat for the next 3 days, 5 days, he say, yes sir, I'm on my way. If I say I want to see you now, no excuse. And I've seen God use him, and also evidence has been proving that God is working with him. May you never run dry in the name of Jesus. I remember that retreat he's talking about. I just called him. I said, I'm going for a retreat. And we got there. Everybody, all the ministers there, thought we were going to be praying all manner of prayer. I said, no. One prayer, one thing is needful. The Holy Ghost. When it comes, you are in charge. You know, we see, wherever you find yourself, there is this confidence, because you will ever win. May you never lose any battle again in your life, in Jesus' name. I posted on the group concerning our services that, of course, those who are in the church last week Sunday knew 2 weeks ago, we announced that there won't be any Sunday service in this church again, but we'll be having fellowship on Fridays. And I also posted eventually on Saturday night that anyone who still feel like, but I've gotten some testimonies I was so happy about, people have sat down in their house on Sunday and fellowship among themselves. They were sharing the word and people were doing Bible study. When I heard that, even the family you never expected that I would do that, they had a service in their house. I said, wow, look at how amazing God has touched people. You know, at times you don't know what you have until you lose it. I never knew that people have been impacted this much, that they can even stand on their own and fellowship at home. Please celebrate yourself, Mercy Throne Mission. You have proven that I have not labored in vain. Thank you. Thank you. So, but thereafter, anyone who feels that he still wants to go to any church on Sunday and they say, Daddy has not spoken, I can recommend to you that you can go to Pastor David's church. He's my son. He has the word. And I pray that as you go, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. I'm not forcing anyone, but I'm saying if you want to hear from me, the church I can recommend for Sunday service is Pastor David's place. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Are you ready for the word? Come on. Are you ready? Somebody say, I'm ready. Louder. Come on, louder. Can you jam your hands together for the Lord Jesus? Come on, come on, come on. I like better than that. Amen. Open your Bible to Mark chapter 2. I was so surprised that Pastor David quoted Job 20 verse 15, which was one of the scriptures I already noted for reading tonight. So it shows that the Spirit of the Lord is in our midst. Mark chapter 2. I'll read from verse 1 through 12. Mark chapter 2, from verse 1 through 12. Are we there? One person is responding. Are we there? Okay. Don't worry, we're going to pray. I'm just trying to lay a foundation through the word. Mark 2. From verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, inasmuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say, the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, inasmuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. The miracle that will begin to reveal out of your life, manifest out of your life from today, Saturday, August 31st, in the year 2019, men shall be amazed in the name of Jesus. There are miracles that happen, people, when it is common, they don't pay attention. There are kinds of miracles that come into a man's life. It calls for discussion. When it is regular, men may overlook it, because their own strength can do such. But the kind that the Bible is talking about here today, when men see you from today's daybreak, they shall scream that we have never seen such in the name of Jesus. Your testimonies will break the records. Come on, a better amen. I want to speak briefly on what I titled Contend to Collect. Tonight, we are going to pray. Prayer is not meant for you to use when you are facing challenges. Prayer is a lifestyle. Ah, Jesus. How many of you were here when I preached about the sermon, Winning Every Warfare? Okay. You remember I told you that the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. Who determined the beginning? Was God not living in eternity? He chose a day and he called that day in the beginning. I told you, don't ever allow the enemy to start the battle. You will lose it. You determine when the battle begins. Then you can strategize. Finding yourself in the midst of war, you may go there without weapon. It is dangerous. The moment you sense that some things are not right in your life, you set the date of the battle. You determine when to fast, not because the enemy has forced you to fast. Tell somebody, prayer is a lifestyle. When you set yourself on fire, men will come and watch you burning. Never allow the enemy to determine when to fight. That's why the Bible says men ought to pray. Pray without ceasing. You see, when your life become a lifestyle of prayer, there is no resting time. Like, you go out, you eat your food, the next thing you are thinking of is resuming prayer. You are going to a meeting, you go to the meeting, you return back, you are going back to prayer. Like, you are in the kitchen, your senses are praying. You are sleeping, you are still shaking your leg, because your life has turned to a prayer life. Let me see the devil that will torment your life with such. Didn't your Bible says it was when men slept? It was when men slept. So, what about the man who doesn't sleep at all? You come 12 a.m., he's there. Kala. In the Rakatu Shataba. He said, let me give him 1 hour. Yeah, he will doze off. You come by 1 o'clock. He's still there shouting, make it a bay. Make it a bay. Paraka. He said, he will tired. I trust you. I'll come back by the next 2 hours. By 4 o'clock, you are there. Saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. Okay, you know they sleep. They get tired. By the mercy of the Lord, your enemies who are monitoring your time, they will never get you. So if the enemy always sow the seed in the middle of the night,
Then you refuse to sleep.
There is a kind of sleeping you are sleeping that the enemy knew that he just closed the eyes. Even in your dream there, you are kappa, rakataka. They can't come closer because it has touched your lifestyle. There's a way you steer up your spirit. Even when your physical body is asleep, your spirit man is still firing. From today, you will lose no more battle. Every promises of God are conditional. There is no promise without condition behind it. And this is why so many Christians have ended up their life baptizing the Holy Ghost, church goers, full of activities, but yet they keep losing the battle of life because they did not understand that every promises of God is conditional. Somebody gave me a prophecy. He said by the year 2019 September 2, I'm going to have a brand new car. And then you are rejoicing up and down. Did you ask what is the condition behind that prophecy? And my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. You are quoting all manner of scripture. I cannot be poor. Everybody is screaming, I cannot be poor. Do you know the condition attached to that promise? Some things will never work until the principle that govern them be applied properly. Some things will never ever work until their principle that govern them be applied properly. You know, you can come to vigil like this and begin to sleep because you don't know what you are doing again. How can you leave your bed and come and sleep in the church? No, you see, it doesn't make sense. Some things will never work until the principle that govern them be applied, not just applied, properly. Some people say they are paying tithe and then they take some money and they say that's my tithe. No, that's not your tithe. There is a principle for tithe. It is at least your 10%. If it is less than 10, 9.5 doesn't mean anything, it's useless. It must be at least 10%. In every testimony a man earned, every testimony that a man earned, there is always the man part in it and the God part in it. Every testimony that a man's earned, there is the man part in that testimony and there is the God part in it. Why? Because when the testimony comes, finally, God will take the glory that belongs to him out of it, and then you take the blessings that is in it. So it's always a partnership thing. God has not made you to come and act and depend on him 100%. No. He has made sure that part of him is in you. So there's always partnership. In every testimony, there is the man part in it and there is the God part in it. So that God can take the glory out of the testimony and you can take the blessings out of it. So, whatever testimony you are expecting, the question is, what is your own role in actualizing that testimony. I'm going somewhere. Don't forget the title of the sermon or the teaching or whatever you call it. It is contend to collect. You need to contend to collect. I don't know what you want to collect today, but you need to contend to collect. Collect what you desire. Collect the promises of God for your life. Collect the situation you want God to change. Collect back your family. Collect back your business. Collect back your financial breakthrough. Collect back every prophecies that has been given unto you. You need to contend. You know, God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, he said, there shall be no man who will be able to stand their ground before you. Which means God told Joshua from verse 1 that I need to rise because there's a land to divide for the people. God told Joshua, I have the land, the generational promise that I have promised your great grandfathers, even from Abraham. You are the one to deliver that promise. Yet God told him, wherever the son of your feet shall tread upon, I have given to you. But don't forget the part where Joshua need to fight to get the land. There was never a land that they got without sword. Praise God. Come on, praise God. God promised the land, but Joshua must fight to get the land. You need to contend. Every promises in the scripture, you must contend to have them. Every prophecy you receive, you must contend for the delivery. The reason why the enemy keep winning in some battles is because we are too excited and carried away by the sweetness and the desire of what has been said unto us, either through the scripture or by prophecy through a prophet, and then we relax. No, it doesn't work that way. Every promise or prophecy is given to you, you must contend for the delivery. It is scriptural. Read your Bible from the beginning to the end. You fail to contend, you will never collect it. So God told Joshua, yes, I promise you all the land, though, but there shall be no any man that will be able to stand their ground before you. It means that they will stand against you, but they will not prevail. God already prepared Joshua. You are going to fight. Hey, my marriage is not working. Contend to get your marriage back. My problem is promise and faith. Any promise they give me is faith. Then contend for the delivery of the promise. Don't sit down. See, nothing ever works until somebody walk it. This microphone wasn't speaking without somebody pounding the engine there. That keyboard is not playing itself. Somebody is playing the tunes. Nothing works, sir. Nothing works on its own until a man walk it. You need to walk it, and your promises shall be delivered. You will not go home the same way you come. You know, I was studying this last week. I decided to switch off my phone. I was indoor for over 24 hours. I was just there. Lord, just me and you. No phone, no family, nobody. Just me and you. And I found a scripture very powerful. Psalm 115, verse 6. He said, heaven, the heavens, the high tower of heaven belongs to God. He said, but he has given the earth to men. Let me read that Bible. I don't know, maybe you get the revelation, but I'm shocked to hear that. Verse 16 Psalm 115 verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Do you know what that means? Whatever you like, you do with yourself. You don't get what I'm saying. You don't get it. Now, I said in Psalm 2 verse 8, ask of me, I will give you the earth. Abi, didn't he say that? I'll give you the hidden, and I'll give you the outermost part of the earth as your inheritance. But look at what I'm trying to tell you there. See, he has given this earth to men. If you allow men to rule you on this earth, they will destroy your life, and God will stay in heaven and will be watching. Because he has given this earth as a gift to men. Do whatever you please to yourself on this earth. There are places that they feed on people's flesh, human flesh on earth. Some people take their bath every day with human blood. You think God doesn't know? He has given the earth to men. If you allow them to waste your destiny, that's your choice. This is the fruit of the word of the Lord. He has given the earth to men. He didn't say spiritual people. Men. It's a choice. If you allow them to kill you, it's your choice. If you allow them to destroy you, it's your choice. But you can also contain and reign in the midst of darkness. It's your choice. You know what God is saying there? Your breakthrough is not in my hand. I have given it to you. You are the one. Either you contend to collect or you refuse. It's your choice. Holy Spirit, let's welcome the Holy Spirit to come. He's not coming anywhere again. He's here. There is nothing new coming from heaven again. Everything you need is here. Nothing new that is coming from heaven again. Ability to engage. You see, when we engage in the place of prayer, revelation comes. It's not coming from heaven again. Because heaven said, look at it. Jesus said, this is the prayer we pray. Let thy kingdom come. The kingdom is not sitting in heaven again. It's in you. Ah. He has given the earth to men. You know, when I read that scripture, I said, I better not allow these witches to kill me. Because God will not say anything. Men are in charge of this earth. So that's why when they were planning and thinking, applying all the gadget that God has given to them to build a plane, he never stopped them. When they were planning submarine, he never stopped them. North Korea is daily building ammunitions that can destroy the whole world. God didn't say a word. Because he has given the earth to man. So you also can determine to make whatever you want out of this earth. Because he has given it to you, sir. He has given the earth to you as a gift. He has given it to you. That's why he said, go and have dominion. Hey, it is your choice. You know, I have made up my mind that on this earth, I will not die ordinary. Sir, it's a personal thing. I made up my mind. I will not die like mere men. When I read that Psalm 82, he said, ye are gods. He said, but you shall die like one of the princes. So, dying as a prince on earth is a failure. Somebody shout hallelujah. Be it throne, be it kingdom, be it government, I have given to you all things. I have given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness. I have given to you all things. All things. If you want to get out of poverty, it's in your hand. It's your choice. If you want to leave this place tonight with your victory in the morning, it's your choice. If you want your business to be the best in the land, it's your choice. You know what? Some people are on their mat now, not sleeping, making all manner of incantation. Some people are inside some concussion right now. Some people are in a spiritual journey, not godly one, just to make sure that when they wake up tomorrow, Saturday, their business will thrive more than anyone. Some people are bathing now with all manner of soap, just to make sure that they prevail in the place of business. God is not going to stop them for you. He has given the earth as a gift to men. Whatever you guys like, do with yourself. But I've told you earlier, you, that you are my own, that I have given you the earth to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, to have dominion. Is your choice. I'm not coming to contend. God is not going to fight anything for you. It's your choice. When the angel appeared before Joshua, he said, Joshua, remove his sword. He said, hey, who are you? The angel said, well, I'm neutral here. The earth is not given to me. He has given it to you. So you determine, do you want me to be for you or against you? Yes, the Bible says God reigns, rules in the affairs of men. Truly. But let me tell you something. God has deliberately subjected himself to man in the place of will. God has legalized the intervention of his in the affairs of men. So if you don't want him there, he doesn't force himself. From today, you will not fail anymore. You know, we are going to pray. You can get that job if you contend. God is my witness. I have seen God answer prayers. The reason why you are not winning is because you give up too early. You give up too early. We fight to finish, sir. You don't know. Pastor David, how long have we been praying that prayer? For over a month, one prayer point. It must deliver. Until that prayer deliver, you don't leave it. That's battle. But today we are too engulfed with so many activities. You want to do small guguru and epa. Tomorrow you want to do another one. What are you doing? You can't be in two battlefields at the same time. Face one, conquer this one, then go to the next one. Please don't allow your destiny to waste away because you think God is not answering your prayer. No, he has done his part. It's left to you. Jesus, on that place in the wilderness, the devil said, I'll do this. At the point, Jesus said, what nonsense? I don't even have time to be discussing with you. Come, get thee behind me, you devil. And then he left. You know, the There are times you need to wake up until you tell the devil to get thee behind you. He will keep negotiating with you. Hello. Come on. I say hello. They will keep denying you that job until you say enough is enough. That dream that torments you will keep coming until you say enough is enough. This is not God, it's you. So you see, in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, Paul the apostle was admonishing Timothy, his son in the Lord. He said, you need to please take serious the prophecies that has gone ahead of you, that you will fight the good fight of faith. Somebody say, I will fight. See, Christianity is not kukuru and epa. Who told you have come to relax? Don't allow them to deceive you. Every preacher you see today who is thriving in the world, ask of their background. You will see that their declaration of faith today is not what took them where they are. Please don't be deceived. They have fought in their closet. Forget about the paparazzi suit and the gentle way of speaking. They know where they fight. I know of some of them who stay 3 days without sitting down, no sleep, pray for 3 days. And today when you quote them, you quote them because they quote faith in the public. Up to now, some of them are still paying their price. I had one said, I have been fasting for the past 32 years. There's no week that I don't fast. And you want to quote faith like him? Don't deceive yourself. Faith will not answer to you, sir. He knows who to answer to. Paul admonished Timothy to fight and see that delivery of God's promises for his life. Because those who refuse to fight, they will fail woefully. Paul told Timothy, remember that prophecy? He said, yes, sir. Go and fight. Fight! Don't sit down. Whenever you sense anything that is not according to the word that has been delivered to you, you know what has happened? That the enemy has contended already with the promise given to you. Don't sit down until they counter it. The moment you see the revelation, the moment you receive the promise, contend for the delivery and it shall be delivered to you. Somebody here, you are going back home with your delivery. Say louder, amen. These are principles. Prayer is a lifestyle. You know, Jesus will pray all night. In the day, he will spend seconds on every case. The disciples will sleep all night and they spend hours on each case. You pick one. Jesus was not just saying, you are healed, you are healed. No, he has paid the price all night. Read your Bible. He prayed all night. Once you understand that you need to contend for what you desire, you will not just pray for 5 minutes and sit down. I decree by faith that has been given to me. What? It doesn't work that way. I shared with you in this house when we were about to deliver Ezekiel, and I was there outside thanking the Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for the baby as an eye. Forgetting that this is a matter of life and death. I said, oh, baby is bad. Grace said, yes, daddy, our baby is coming. I was toying and joking outside the hospital until it dawned on me that we are here since 2:30. This is 6:45. This is 6:30. What's happening? 4 hours later, and now the metro said there's nothing to do again. Come on! Then I go back to where I belong, sir. Sharp attacker. Yek, you devil! Enough is enough. Baby came. When I contend for the delivery of the child, I said, as soon as Zion travailed, it brought forth. It's not a talking or quoting or confession. It is a price to pay. Every promises God has given to you, there is a principle for the delivery. Hello, sir. There is a principle for the delivery of every promises. Let me tell you something. You must contend. You can marry a good husband. If you don't contend for him to be a good husband, he will end up being a devil in that marriage. You need to contend for your man to be a good husband. You need to contend for your wife to be, that lady to be a good wife. Because the devil will use her. And he said, but I married you well. What went wrong? What went wrong? You know why? Because you have not contend for the sustainability of consistent joy in your family. Joke, sir. It's time to wake up. Contend for what you desire, because this earth has been given to men. I wish I can open my heart and just remove how I'm feeling now and put it in you. You understand that prayer is a lifestyle. You don't joke about anything. So Jesus himself said in Revelation chapter 3 verse 11, Jesus said, we should hold fast what we know is ours and not lose by whatever means. Revelation 3:11. Let me read that part. Revelation 3:11. Look at what Jesus himself said. If Jesus our Lord will say this to us, then people of God, tonight is a night to fight. Somebody say, tonight is a night to fight. Look at what he said in verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. I come quickly is 2,000 years later now. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. So it means that men contend for the crown that has been given to us. Yes, God said you should come and have dominion, but hold thou fast your crown. Hold it fast. Hold it firm. Guide it with all diligence, that no man will take. Hello, sir. If you don't fight, people will destroy your integrity. When it becomes struggle for you to eat a daily bread, you know they're getting you. These people want to get here. It's an indication that you're under attack. How can you struggle for daily bread? It's an indication that you're under attack. He that created you doesn't say you should come here and suffer. No. You don't get it. Even your daily bread, he says you should ask for it every day. Sir? Give us our daily bread. Every day you contend for daily bread, not to talk of your future bread. He said the days are evil, but by prayer we redeem every day. Read your Bible now. If Jesus said, hold fast your crown, that no man take it away, it means there are people who are chasing after crown. And that's the indication that made you a king to reign on earth. Any situation of your life that you begin to feel, this is contrary to what I read in the Bible, this is contrary to the prophecy, wake up, set a gate for fighting, contend for the delivery, sir, it will come. I remember when we were bidding for this hall, God bless those who prayed with me there. I said, for 3 days we are praying. And they said, no, they want to do one event center. I said, what nonsense? No event center. This is a church, not event center. And then we pray and walk here in the middle of the night for 3 days. Kabbalah, Interakus, Kapayala. The man who wanted to use the place for event center already called the people who are in charge of the hall. And they said, okay, we expect you to come. But that 3 days prayer, you know what happened? The person was delayed. I could not go and visit them. So after the third day prayer, I woke up early in the morning. I went there. Hello, we need that hall. You know, we are down there. We need the big one. And he said, but somebody has called us. He wants to use it for event center. He said, but I don't know why he didn't come. He said he wants to come. You know why he would never come? Because we already took it.
Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah.
You are not contending. You are not. We just announced to the church that we bought 10 acres of land. You think it's joke? It's not talk. The man who was supposed to pay them at once and buy the land, travel abroad, something took him to US by fire by force. Don't joke with contending. Now, before his arrival, we already got the land. There are men you don't joke with. Any man who can pray can change any situation. You cannot determine the level of a praying man. You may think you know him or know her. What you saw in the morning may be a wrong description of that person by evening. Because that person may have shifted from that realm you thought you know to another phase of life. A praying man cannot be described. Because he is daily transformed from glory to glory. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Jesus said, hold fast, because there are contenders of your crown. When a crown is taken away from a king, he becomes a useless man. Rise up on your feet. It's time to pray. You know, you have been dreaming for, you have been seeing yourself in America, in London, in Canada all these years. Why have you not been there? Because you are still, it's just a mirage. It's a mirage. You have designed all the business plan given to you. You have wrote everything, visibility report of every business, but none is working. Do you know why? The moment you are planning that business and you are doing all that research, the enemy also is contending, because he knows that each desire of your heart given by the Lord is a potential platform to make you prosper. And if there's one thing the enemy doesn't want a Christian to do, is that he doesn't want you to prosper. Because by prosperity shall the gospel spread abroad. Poverty is wickedness. Hello? Come on, hello? Poverty is what? It's wickedness. Poverty is evil. If your child go to his closet and begin to pray, Lord, please provide money and pay my school fees, then that father need to go and cry to God. If your son can bypass you, your biological father, and go to his spiritual father in heaven to seek for school fees, then that biological father has failed in his responsibility. You know, I hate poverty. It stings to me. I hate poverty. Don't make your children to pray to God for school fees. It's an indication that you have failed as a father. We must contend for that. He said, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saint. Didn't he say so? Eh? Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saint. Even your Christian, you need. If you are going to keep your Christianity and not found you in the house of an idol tomorrow, all in the name of trying to make it in life, you need to pray. Because even your faith is being contended with. Daily, sir. Paul said, I work out my salvation every day. Because you will just find yourself with one strange lady in the room and say, ah, how did you get here? Said, you are the one who called me. I call you. Well, before you realize, the deed has been done. Contending will keep you relevant. Contending is the key to winning battles. Contending is the key for delivery of every promise. Come on. Are you ready to pray? Please don't. I beg you tonight. Don't joke with your destiny. Somebody say, Father. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I contend for every promise given to me as a child of God. Come on, begin to pray. Contend for every prophecies. Contend for every promises. Contend. Are you praying at all? Shakata. Contend, Jakapa, your integrity will be insulted. Jakata Katabayana.